position. Who's leading on that?
But the social care budget position is actually the flip side of that coin, and we shouldn't shy away from that. The most important thing for children on the Isle of Wight is that we do the right thing. So when children are in need, when they're being abused, when they're vulnerable, we have to look after them. That's our duty as a council. It's my duty as a Director of Children's Services, and actually it's our collective duty to look after those children as corporate parents. And it does create pressures in the system, and we have pressures in that system. In that, we are no different from, in my experience, virtually any other council in the country at this point in time. So the Local Government Association have estimated that the gap in funding for children's services is in the, nationally in the region of $2 billion, and we are part of that gap. We've got that pressure in our system. It's almost entirely around the cost of care. The overspends and or underspends in other bits of the department, so minimal as to not be a major issue. Those can be balanced out. It is actually about the cost of care. Where we go with this, and the other thing I would say is that there has been a high degree of corporate support from within the council. There is a good understanding about the pressures and why those pressures emerge. And there's been a good, I have a regular set of conversations with the county treasurer about this topic, and they are constructive and what I would call proper conversations. They're not things that I've seen in other places where it gets rather silly about whether you must do this or must do that. Actually, we all know that we have a duty to look after children. So how do we try and deal with that pressure going forward? One of the things that we've done and we've touched upon just in the last session is, can we do things differently that would give us the same or even better outcomes for children but actually also reduce some costs? And that is the essence of our transformation programme. Now, the other advantage that we bring to this is that in Hampshire we received some seed funding from the Department of Education a couple of years ago to try to do some of these things differently. So we were able to take that risk and try to do those things differently. And we've learned, and we have made some mistakes, but you learn from mistakes. But we've now gotten to a place where our numbers of children and our cost of children are starting to come down. And so what we are going to do is then bring over the lessons that we've got from Hampshire in terms of that transformation, the work that we want to do around multi-agency practice, trying to do things differently, getting in with families to help families be more resilient at an earlier stage. That will be the basis of our transformation programme, which again the council has invested in, and that the aim is to then reduce the trajectory of the numbers of children looked after, which is where our costs lie. In essence, that's the plan. That's the problem, and that's the plan. So we may want to fill in some detail of that, but that's probably the starting point.
I'll add one thing, Dan. Last week I went to the National Children's and Adult Services Conference, and one of the sessions was actually on transformation. It was actually run by Steve and Steph, who was actively in charge of the session. And the key messages I took for that were, it's not about ripping up what you do, ripping up the rule book and starting again. It is about getting senior leadership buy-in to a leap of faith in a new system. You can only do it if you've got a solid base to start with. We now have got a really solid base, so we're now in a position to follow what Hampshire. And the feeling in the room was, wow, you know, that's, you know, why are people in the room taking that leap of faith? Because you can only improve. If you've got the base, you can only improve the base. And if you do what's right for the child, it's the heart of everything they do. So we're now well positioned to do this, which will, you know, impact on our, you know, address our budget position, or take the pressure on our budget position part of it away.
Any questions from my... Yes, Sean.
When I saw this, I write small programmes, and I run a programme over the expenses for the council, and I brought out job services. Do you ever look at the external independent suppliers' costs? Because I know, like you're saying about children, bought in fostering is like £5,000.
Yeah, that's right. So we have a team of, well, we have people who, when we commission a placement, we then we get the cost, we get the best value that we can at that stage. That's tricky because we're not in the box seat on that, because you know there aren't many placements nationally. One of the national dimensions of this is that because, as I said earlier, all authorities are in a similar boat. Nationally, the numbers of children going up around 6-7% per year. The number of placements aren't going up at the same rate. So supply and demand tells you that demand is outstripping supply. That doesn't put us in a great place, but we negotiate costs at an early stage. But then we look at renegotiating as we go along and making sure that we continue to get the best value that we can. And we've saved a significant amount of money, or avoided costs, which is probably a better way of putting it, significantly for a number of placements. But we monitor that really, really hard.
There's quite a big cost for you looking at when it comes out, which are recurring costs.
That's right, absolutely right.
And there's quite a variation between that. Some of them are 3,000, some of them are 5,000, but there's a lot of them.
Yep.
That's right.
We've also been impacted by one child that has, you know, cost a significant amount of money, but the child is in the correct placement. Mm-hmm. And Ofsted said that, you know, we've got a, you know, it's costing a million. And my attitude to that is, God, we've only got one, we could have had two. But at the end of the day, at the beginning, if the child is in the right place, getting the right support, that's our duty to make sure that happens.
Why I brought it up is because obviously internally you know your costs, mm-hmm. and these are external, mm-hmm. so that's a variable where.
Yeah. So the other bit that links to that is the next paper on fostering.
Yeah.
So
it's
almost like we planned it, isn't it? But it is the more that we can get. Internal resource, with more we can boost that, the less reliant that we are on external resources.
Yeah.
Right. Any other committee member? No. Right. Councillor Stewart.
I just wanted to support what Steve's been saying and put this budget situation in the context of the overall council budget situation. I think we've already publicly made clear that we, based on our last performance review for the council, highlighted the fact we were over £1 million short of our target for this year. So one way or another, that will have to be made up. So that puts a pressure on us. We already know the fair funding review has been done. We already know that the Ireland deal, alleged to be agreed in principle, has been delayed because we had a general election on. We look at our reserves, and people often think, oh, use your reserves, but you only have them once. Yeah. And we know we must keep a minimum figure of £7 million in that just to meet what they call the fund below which we are not able to work viably. So our limited, which links around the 11 to 12 mark, is very tight. And we know next year we've got to find another £4.5 million, so the pressure is absolutely on us, which is why we haven't. Last year we were able to go out publicly with some early ideas around the budget and invited feedback from people to see if we could make it. We're not going to be able to do that until at least January, because we don't know until then where things stand. And I think people need to, I feel sometimes that we kind of lead to the wrong word, but we repeat and repeat and repeat this position, and I don't know that everybody quite gets it. And I would actually echo Steve, because I've seen the figures. You know, we've got one or two individuals who cost this council an enormous amount. But you have no choice, in the sense of, not only is it the right thing to do, but we have a duty to do it, and that's it. So I think people that hear about these figures and look at this budget have to realise, and I'm doing it again tomorrow, I've spent a lot of time personally looking at the corporate budget and how we're going to move forward. We've done this for the last 3 years. My colleague over there, John, was in the independent administration from the previous four, and they were saying at that time that it was difficult to do, so you can imagine 3 years on where we are. So I actually, to the credit of Steve and the team and Paul, am amazingly surprised how well they managed to do just what he said, really, is looking at how you can do things differently in order to achieve the same outcome for less money. We're looking at how we can generate income, we're looking at how we can save money, we're looking at all sorts of options. But you can only get so much out of it's real challenging. I've written down what you said about external independent suppliers. I will ask that question myself. Beyond this budget,
things I've run over the whole council.
It's the right question to ask. We do use a lot of external suppliers. Do we get the best value we can? And internally I know it's tight, but that's the kind of thing we have to rethink.
That's why I said about Bernardo's, because it's been going a few years. Are they still that value, because their bill's going up each time? I see them, are they? Do you sit back and reassess?
It's a difficult challenge to juggle, because we positively decided to remain with Hampshire as our partners with Children's Services, and I think anybody I've spoken to now recognises that was a good decision. It comes at a price, because it's not just the other way of doing it, but back to what actually Steve said, is it's children first in many ways. We want to give our kids the best we can. That's why we took that decision.
You have to ask that question, is it value for money?
I think sometimes people don't ask that question, and we've got to challenge ourselves, because it doesn't make the problem go away, but it makes us look thoroughly at it. So I think it was a really good question. Sure, I wrote it down.
Did you want to add something, Kathy?
Just in terms of value for money, we don't just commission and then sit back. So we have a commissioning unit within Children's Families Branch in Children's Services, and that team are monitoring really rigorously on all of the contracts, so both kind of placements, but also in terms of Bernardo's, we've got a contract with the YMCA around young carers, and we are looking at the outputs, but more importantly the outcomes for children and young people. And I think over a number of years where we've had to make some reductions, for instance in the Bernardo's contract, we've negotiated with them about how do we deliver more effective services that are more targeted at the families that we need them to be. So it's not something that we sort of sit back and take a back seat, we've done that bit of commissioning. Internally. And the other point I was going to make, just around some of the placements that we have to use independent fostering agencies for, or residential providers, we have actually joined in with a number of other local authorities in the South East into a framework, because we recognise we're a small local authority, and actually it's about how do we join with others to manage the market as much as possible in the current context. So that's been a join up across a large number of South East authorities, so that we're kind of setting the bar about where we want, the prices that we're able to pay, etc. So that's scale. About managing that in a different way.
Thank you. Yes, John.
I shouldn't really be doing this, because I'm not supposed to do this, Chairman, but I would say that I feel very sorry for the leader of the council at the moment, because trying to put a budget now, and when you see things like age concern with their losing members of their staff in March because they haven't got the money to continue with them, and everybody's losing money, and I feel sorry for the leader trying to justify the money he's got to spend, and then once he's spent all those that he's got to spend, there's nothing left for anything else. And I think you're doing a good job, Dave, even though you're not on the same side. I think you're trying well.
We are actually, John.
On the same side.
Well, yeah, I know. Yeah.
For the best interests of the kids.
Yeah.
I would like to remind this council, all the members here, this is Isle of Wight PLC.
Yes.
Thank you.
Any other comments?
No.
Right. If we move on to